The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter Number 9, Text Number 49, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 21st, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Na Veda,
Veda,
Kripana, Shreya, Atmana, Guna, Vastudrik, Tasya, Tan, Ichata, Yatschet, Yadi, Saapi, Tathavidha, Na Veda Kripana Shreya, Atmano guna vastu drik. Tasyatan nichato yatschid. Yadiso pita tavidha. Naveda kripana shreya. Atmano guna vastu drik. Tasyatan nichato yatschid. Yadi so pita tavidha. Na. Not. Veda. Knows. Kripana. A miserly living entity. Shreya, the ultimate necessity. Atmana of the soul. Gunavastadrik, who is attracted by the creation of the modes of material nature. Tasya, of him. Tan, things created by the material energy. Ichata, desiring. Yachchet, one bestows. Yadi, if. Saapi, he also. Tathavidha, of the kind, a foolish Kripana who does not know his real self-interest. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Those who think material assets to be everything or to be the ultimate goal of life are called misers, Kripanas. They do not know the ultimate necessity of the soul. Moreover, if one awards that which is desired by such fools, he must also be considered foolish. Purport. And there are two classes of men, namely the Kripana and the Brahmana. A Brahmana is one who knows Brahman, the absolute truth, and who thus knows his real interest. A Kripana, however, is one who has a material, bodily concept of life, not knowing how to utilize his human or demigod life. A Kripana is attracted by things created by the material modes of nature. The Kripanas who always desire material benefits are foolish, whereas Brahmanas who always desire spiritual benefits are intelligent. If a Kripana, not knowing his self-interest, foolishly asks for something material, one who awards it to him is also foolish. Krishna, however, is not a foolish person. He is supremely intelligent. If someone comes to Krishna asking for material benefits, Krishna does not award him the material things he desires. Instead, the Lord gives him intelligence so that he will forget his material desires and become attached to the Lord's lotus feet. In such cases, although the Kripana offers prayers to the Lord Krishna for material things, the Lord takes away whatever material possessions the Kripana has and gives him the sense to become a devotee. As stated by the Lord in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majja 2239, Ami vigya e murke vishaya ke nadibha svacharanamrita diya vishaya bulaiba. Since I am very intelligent, why should I give this fool material prosperity? Instead, I shall induce him to take shelter, to take the nectar of the shelter of my lotus feet, and make him forget illusory material enjoyment. If one sincerely prays to God for material possessions in exchange for devotional service, the Lord, who is not foolish like an unintelligent devotee, shows him special favor by taking away whatever material possessions he has and gradually giving him the intelligence to be satisfied only by rendering service to his lotus feet. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in this regard that if a foolish child requests his mother to give him poison, the mother, being intelligent, will certainly not give him poison, even though he requests it. A materialist does not know that to accept material possessions means to accept poison or the repetition of birth and death. An intelligent person, a brahmana, aspires for liberation from material bondage. That is the real self-interest of a human being. Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishwakan Vitam Shri. So, Prabhupada is making it very clear. We can be Brahmana or we can be Kripana. The Kripana is the one who has desire for material benefits. And the Brahmana is the one who desires spiritual benefits. The Kripana is described as foolish. And the Brahmana is described as intelligent. Why is that? Why do we say a Kripana is foolish and a Brahmana is intelligent? The reason we say that is this. The reality is spiritual. The material existence is a temporary covering cloud of the spiritual reality. The clouds do not always remain, but they come and remain for some time, and then they go away. And then you can see things fully in the bright sunlight. Gyanena tutara gyanam yesham nashetam atmanaha tesham madhicham vyajvyanam prakashayati tatparam. When one is enlightened by this knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge lights up everything. Just like the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So this is why Kripana mentality is foolish mentality. There's simply a cloud, an illusion cloud that you can enjoy material sense gratification, which is hovering for some time. That's all. But that is not the actual fact. Because this material body is dead. The material body is covering the actual self. If you're hungry, will you put your shirt sleeve in the dal? Will that satisfy you? You put your dhoti in the sweet rice? No, it will not satisfy. Because you have to put the take the you have to bring it into your body, not into your garment. So material sense gratification means you're serving the garment instead of serving the person within. If you simply feed your dhoti and your kurta pashadam and you don't take any pashadam yourself, you will starve to death. Therefore the kripana is foolish like an ass. Ashiol, as they say in Russian. They're very foolish. Now there's a very interesting description here by Krishna. How he reciprocates with the kripanas and the brahmanas. Mostly the people are the kripana class. They're praying, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. So what does God do? He doesn't give it to him. It's compared here by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The mother will not give the foolish child poison, even if the child requests the poison. So the kripana, they are like foolish children, they are requesting poison. And God is a loving mother, He will not give them poison. He takes all the poison away from them. So they have nothing to do except beg Him for shelter. So how does this relate to us? We have to be careful how we pray. We've been discussing this in many different classes recently. This same theme has appeared throughout this chapter of the Bhagavatam. Earlier, Prabhupada used the term sakama and akama. Now the same principle is being described with the terms kripana and brahmana. One who is actually a true brahmana, he is akam. And the kripana, he is sakam. Full of desires. So how does the kripana become a brahmana? That's the most important question we should get the answer for. Because we have to honestly admit at the present time we are kripanas. We're thinking, how can I get this material thing? How can I get that material thing? There's a very important point in this purport. Study the result of one who is always desiring material things. Study what happens to such a person. He's thinking, I need more material facilities so I can be happy. He's begging God for more and more facility. This is like at our center in Austin, Texas. We previously had a center just by the university campus. It was a very nice location. And we noticed that once a year we would get this huge turnout of students, just once a year. And that was when school started. They were all coming to pray for good grades. We've just seen them once a year. When the fall semester started, we had a huge temple room packed with students, Indian students. So this is, we could see the mentality. They have not come to beg for bhakti. They have come to beg for good grades in their studies. So what is the ultimate result of someone who is always praying for material things? The ultimate result is they lose everything. So it doesn't take too big of a brain to figure out, since I need material things to serve Krishna, since I need material things to serve Krishna, I mean, a dhoti is material thing. I need a dhoti. It's material. Kopins also. The kopinas are also material. I need some material things. So, should I beg Krishna, please give me kopana, please give me dhoti? My dear Lord, please give me my daily chapatis. That's how the Christians pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Please give me my daily bread. And they're praying for bread, and now there's a food scarcity in the world. Do you see the connection between what Krishna says in this verse and what is happening in the world right now? The point is, if you want material things to do your service, and we need material things to do our service, don't ask Krishna for them. Just ask Krishna for devotional service. This is intelligence. Brahmana means an intelligent man. An intelligent man only asks Krishna for devotional service. And then whatever facility he needs, Krishna gives. It's described in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 22. That, for those who worship me, Krishna says, with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they like. Now this is intelligence. Krishna personally gives whatever you need. If your only desire is pure bhakti, Krishna gives you whatever you need. You don't have to worry about getting your necessities of life if you're a pure devotee. So instead of praying to get the necessities of life, which is the foolish prayer of the Kripana, one should pray for bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. My dear Lord, my dear energy of the Lord, please engage me in your pure devotional service. And then everything comes. There's a life free of anxiety. Why pray for anxiety? You think that's a very intelligent thing? Krishna, please give me anxiety. Of course, on a transcendental level, Queen Kunti does that. She's praying for anxiety because it helps her to be Krishna conscious. But my point is this, don't pray for material things. Because when you pray for material things, if you're praying for money, Krishna, please give me some litus. Is that Krishna consciousness or litu consciousness? Is it? Don't pray for material things. That means you're meditating on the material thing and not on Krishna. That means you are using Krishna as your order supplier. You want to make Krishna your dancing dog. Krishna, give me this, give me that. I am God, you serve me, Krishna. So such God consciousness is dog consciousness, actually. So don't be dog conscious of thinking you're the center of the universe and using God to facilitate your material desires. Because as Krishna says here, for such a person I take away all their material facility. That is Krishna's kindness. You want to be a materialist? That's what you're praying for? Okay, I'm going to take away your material facilities. But for one who says, Krishna, I only desire devotional service. 24 hours a day, I have no desire except to be always engaged in your service. Krishna gives all facility to such a person. So let's not be stupid, Prabhus and Matajis. Let's be intelligent. Let's beg for bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you get everything. Because when you get Krishna, you have everything. Everything is Krishna. And Krishna is everything. He's the source of everything. So everything is Krishna. Therefore, when you have Krishna, you cannot be missing anything. Everything, all the opulence of this world, of all the planets, all the universes, this is all Krishna's energy. If you have Krishna, then you have everything. You're not missing anything. So become Krishna conscious. Become a true Brahmana, not a Kripana. So I can ask now if there's any questions. The back there.
Two questions. First one, if someone is asking for particular service, it is material or no?
A particular service? No, that depends.
Take you closer.
Because Krishna, if you're saying, well, Krishna, please bless me that I can, you know, be a pujari. Maybe Krishna has another service he wants you to do. So it's better not to pray like then. The best thing is to say, Krishna, please engage me in whatever service will best facilitate my becoming your pure devotee. That's the way to do it. And then your prayer is perfect. My dear Lord, please engage me in whatever way will best facilitate my becoming your pure devotee as soon as possible. That will put you in the best frame of mind for doing any service. But if you're thinking, well, Krishna, I'll be your devotee if I can, you know, if I can be a guru, or if I can be a pujari, or I can be a sannyasi, then I'll be your devotee, otherwise forget it. That's material. So that's called conditional surrender. Oh, Krishna, that's not surrender. As soon as I put condition that I want it, Krishna, I want this, I want that, I'm going to serve you in this way. What was your other question?
Koks yra skirtumas tarp dviejų materialistų? Vienas jisai prašo viešpaties, o kitas neprašo.
Kitas neprašo, bet kadangi viešpas širdį, tai žino, ko nori.
Bet viešpas būdamas širdį ir taip žino, ko jis nori. What is the difference between two materialists? One who is begging from Krishna something, and one who is not begging but Krishna, because it's in his heart, he knows what does he need. So what is different between two? One is begging and one is not begging, but they both want material things.
The second one is an atheist.
Vienas yra ateistas.
Actually, the one who is begging God for material things is better than the one who is not approaching God. There's a verse like this in the Bhagavatam. Akama sarvakama va mokshakama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogain yajeta purushang param. Whether you have all material desires, no material desires, or whether you want to merge into impersonal Brahman, whatever your position is, you should approach Krishna to get your desire fulfilled. So the one who is approaching God is better than one who is not approaching God. And the one who is approaching God for bhakti, he is better. So there's three levels, you see. One who approaches God for spiritual benefits, one who approaches God for material benefits, and one who does not approach God at all. The lowest one is not approaching God at all. The middle position is approaching God for material benefits, and the perfection is approaching God for spiritual benefits. Question? All right, go ahead.
Ar čia materialinė nauda prašyti viešpatės, kad viešpatė padaryk taip, kad guru vizitas būtų sėkmingas ir kad guru būtų patenkintas. It is material prayer to ask Lord that guru visit will be successful and guru would be satisfied.
Any prayer to Krishna, I want to satisfy my guru, that is purely spiritual prayer. That's a very good prayer. Because as confirmed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the only way to make advancement in Krishna consciousness is to please your spiritual master. So that's perfect prayer. Please bless me that I can please my spiritual master. Actually, we should always pray like that. Please bless me that I can please my spiritual master.
tačiau nuršiuose rašoma, kad kada žmogus prašo materialių dalykų ir Krišna jam duoda, nors ten neduoda supratimo aukštesnė, bet duoda, tai išpildo tos prašymus, o čia sako, kad neduoda, nes yra jokis nuodai.
Kartais šventruose matome, kad parašyta, kad viešpas patenkino materialius troškimus, bet nepatenkino, neduodau nieko aukščiau. O šičia matom brašyti, kad atvirkščiai ne tik nepatenkino, bet ir atima. Nes tai yra nuodai. Sometimes in the scriptures is mentioned that if someone is asking for material benefit, he gets this material benefit, but only this. And here is written that is that Krishna is not giving because it's poison. So how to understand?
Yes, the fact that both things are mentioned. So that means they're both true. According to time, place, and circumstance. So Krishna does whatever is beneficial for the living entity to come to him. If one is completely materialistic and they approach God, then God may give them what they want. So they become more attached to God. But if someone wants to be a devotee and they're approaching God for material benefits, then Krishna will take it all away. So if you want material benefits and you're praying God, then don't be a devotee. But it's too late, you already know, it's too late for you all, you already know you're supposed to be a devotee, so it's too late for you, you can't do that. So you just better pray for bhakti, that's so. But some drunkard on the street, you see, he can, if he prays for material benefit, that can, he may get it, and that will help him to develop his faith. Oh, God gave me this, now let me go to the temple. Or the church or the synagogue, you see. Any other questions? Wow.
Turiu tris klausimus. Ir pirmasis būtų toks, vakar paskaitoje buvo kalbėta apie materialius ir dvasinius emocijas ir kad reiktų vengti materialių, o siekti tų dvasinių. Bet ką daryti, jeigu tų materialių vengi natūraliai, tiesiog jų net nebėra. O dvasinių dar nėra ir tu būni toks šaltas, toks bejausmas, toks pilkas.
I have three questions.
Okay, let's take one. Give me one question.
Okay. First question is, in yesterday lecture, we were talking about spiritual and materialist emotions.
Yes.
And we should avoid materialist emotions and seek to spiritual.
That's right.
But what should I do if material emotions, I have no material emotions naturally, like and not become spiritual emotions. And I'm just so cold, gray, no color. So what should I do?
Oh, you have no spiritual emotions?
Not yet.
You have no emotions, period?
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, actually, the natural emotions of love of God are there within you. Right now, you may feel you have no emotions. Is that what you're feeling? Now I am devoid of emotions. You're feeling you have no emotions right now?
I feel emotions.
You do feel emotions. I don't quite understand the question.
But it's very artificial.
Which ones, material or spiritual?
spiritual, tai bėda, kad tokia kaip tuštuma yra. The problem is emptiness, no so much, almost no emotion at all. No spiritual, no material.
No emotions at all.
Emptiness.
Emptiness. That's all right. Just join in the kirtan. And gradually you will have that awakening of spiritual emotion within your heart. Just go deep, 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 deep in the kirtan. Right now, you're like a man in the desert. There's no water. But if you drill down in, you drill down into the earth, deeper, 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 you eventually hit water. So you have the emotion of love of God within your heart. Now you have to drill, 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 deeper, deeper, deeper. And here's the drill. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. But I didn't get water yet. Well, keep drilling. I'm still not getting water. Keep drilling. I'm still not getting water. Keep drilling. And I'm still not getting water. Keep drilling. If you're determined to keep drilling no matter what, yet you eventually hit water. You'll have the awakening of love, the emotional love of God within your heart. That will come. You got to keep drilling. Even though you're not getting any water, you have to keep drilling and drilling and drilling and drilling. I'll take one more of your questions. No, you had two. You had three. I'll take two of them, and then someone else will have a chance.
Tai dabar tokį vienesnį paklausiu, kas yra deja vu ir kas iš tikrųjų tuo metu vyksta, kaip tai paaiškinti.
My question is, what deja vu is and what exactly happens at that moment?
Of what?
Deja vu.
Deja vu. Yes. Deja vu means having some flashback, some flash vision of some previous life. Actually, we have it's not very important then. Because we have been caught up in this cycle of birth and death since time immemorial. We have all the experiences from past lives are stored within our subconscious. We have a humongous psychic hard drive. Humongous, I mean huge, psychic hard drive, like a computer hard drive. So you have a huge psychic hard drive that stores all your past lifetimes. So sometimes they may come out. In your dreams they come out regularly. They may come out sometimes in your waking state as well. But they're not very important. Because it's all within this material existence. But the important thing is to keep drilling until you hit that water. Okay, another question from someone else? Okay.
Kas yra fanatizmas ir kaip jo išvengti pamokslavimams draugams ir tinkamai pristatyti Krishnos sąmonę. What does it mean fanatism and how to avoid?
What does it mean what?
Fanatism.
Fanaticism.
And how to avoid it? Then I am preaching to my friends and how to properly
explain about Krishna.
Yes. Fanaticism in preaching comes when you are not fully convinced yet yourself. Because I'm still shaky, well, Krishna is God, or maybe Krishna is not God. I'm not really 100% convinced, but I think he probably is, so I'm preaching. When you're preaching in that consciousness, you're nervous about being defeated. What arguments they may give you that will defeat your own faith. So in such a state of mind where you're feeling very shaky, you have a tendency to be fanatical in preaching. You become overly critical of the material nature and the materialistic people. In a subtle attempt to cut yourself free from your own material attachments. So the only way to really get over fanaticism is you have to be absolutely convinced that Krishna is God. You're not defending your own faith when you're preaching. You're not defending your own faith anymore. You're simply bestowing mercy. That's the way to overcome the tendency for fanaticism. But in the beginning, you can't do that. You're going to be a fanatical preacher in the beginning. It's hard to avoid it. But the more you study these books, then you'll be able to free yourself from that tendency. It's hard to avoid it in the beginning, very difficult. It's better to be a fanatical preacher than not to preach at all. But try to always avoid that tendency, and then gradually you'll completely conquer it. There's a famous letter that you can read in the Science of Self-Realization. Prabhupada talks about this. One lady named Lynn Ludwig, she complained to Prabhupada that one of her devotees had preached to her in a very fanatical way. And Prabhupada defended the devotee. The same time explained why the devotee was preaching in that fanatical way, so she would understand. So, tonight we have a program where?
Public program in Kaunas.
In Kaunas? So there's a public hall program tonight, everybody's invited to come. And then tomorrow is the Bhagavatam class. No class tomorrow. Tomorrow is my Vyas Puja day. Is there anyone who is my follower? They can fast until noon tomorrow in observance of. Well, the devotees are organizing a very nice festival, Vyas Puja festival. Plus, there'll be initiations as well. It'll be very auspicious. Everyone come. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Is Grish Man Sankarshan Dhikari Maharaj Ki Jai.